Two area residents are facing felony charges as a result of findings during the serving of a narcotics search warrant by the East Central Missouri Drug Task Force, along with area authorities, at a residence in Howard County on Wednesday. According to a report from the Drug Task Force, authorities searched a residence in the 300 block of Railroad Street in Fayette, where they reportedly found methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia used for distribution of controlled substances. Two of the suspects have been charged with alleged felonies, and the others were released pending formal charges. The suspects whom were charged are 27-year-old Jasmine Howell of Glasgow and 26-year-old Victoria James of Columbia. Each is charged with a Class C felony for delivery of a controlled substance, except 35 grams or less of marijuana or synthetic cannabis, and a Class E felony for unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. Bond for each has been set at $30,000 cash only. An arraignment hearing for both suspects is scheduled for 9 o'clock this morning in Howard County Circuit Court in Fayette. A Howard County woman is accused of violating her probation in relation to an original felony charge is due in court today. According to a release from the Boonville Police Department, 28-year-old Rochelle Dollins of Franklin was served a warrant, arrested, and transferred to the custody of Howard County authorities earlier this month. Online court documents say Dollins was placed on 5 years of supervised probation in lieu of a prison sentence on July 12th of 2016. That probation was revoked on December 15th. The original charge was a Class C felony for endangering the welfare of a child in the first degree, first offense. A probation violation hearing is scheduled for 9 o'clock this morning in Howard County Circuit Court in Fayette. A Hughesville resident was injured in a rollover traffic crash in Pettis County on Thursday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a northbound vehicle driven by 63-year-old Charles Blaylock traveled off the left side of the roadway, struck a sign, overturned, traveled down an embankment, overturned again, and became submerged in a creek. Blaylock was transported by air evac to a hospital in Columbia for treatment of moderate injuries. The crash happened just after 12:30 p.m. on Walnut Grove Road at Little Muddy Creek. A Fulton resident was injured in a hit-and-run two-vehicle traffic crash in Cooper County on Thursday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as a westbound vehicle reportedly failed to stop at a stop sign and struck a southbound vehicle driven by 58-year-old Kenneth Storla of Fulton. The westbound vehicle reportedly left the scene and was not identified. While Kenneth Storla reportedly was not injured, a passenger in his vehicle, 44-year-old Christina Storla, reportedly was transported by a private vehicle to a hospital in Columbia for treatment of minor injuries. The crash happened just before midnight on Missouri Route 87 at I-70. That is a look at news early in the morning on KMMO. I'm Robert King.